about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Now we're talking. All right. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Wow. Big news day. Big news day. Got a lot to talk about. We're going to be talking about that recall of about a million birth control packs that Pfizer had to recall because the pills were mixed up. Pills that had hormone, pills that had inactive hormone. So we need to talk about that and what the consequences could be. This is some serious stuff. We're also going to talk about a study that came out, and you guys are going to hate me for this one, where a diet drink a day could lead to heart attack and stroke. A diet drink a day. I know you all are trying to get away from the sugar, so you go to the diet, and I know I told you I think it tastes like battery acid, but nobody listens to me. They still drink diet soda. They say a diet soda a day could be linked to heart attack and stroke. We need to talk about that. Also, looks like there were a couple radioactive leaks. Did you guys hear about these? One in Japan and one in possibly Southern California. I barely found out about it. Nobody really broadcasted this. So we need to talk about that. So as you can see, pretty big day. And if we have time, I want to talk about a 48-year-old man trying to cover his assets, if you know what I mean, adopts his 42-year-old girlfriend as his daughter so he could protect his assets in a lawsuit. Yeah, kind of creepy, huh? So as you can see, we got a lot to talk about. But I want to hear from you, which isn't creepy, at 1-877-DocDolly. Anything you want to talk about, anything you want to ask, medical, political, relationship, about life, anything you want, even science. I mean, I've had enough biology and chemistry training to bore you all to death. So if you have questions on that, go ahead. Just don't ask me about grammar. I'm not really good with grammar. Yeah, I don't speak too good. Okay, don't call in with your English homework. But 1-877-DocDolly, 1-877-DocDali, or if you don't like numbers, 1-877-362-3254. 1-877-362-3254. Of course, please follow me on Twitter. I love all the Twitter Chicken Radio. I love all the Twitter followers we're getting because I'm able to then communicate as we hear. Soul Train founder Don Cornelius committed suicide. And we found out about that this morning. Really sad. So we'll also talk about that. But I want to give you guys the most up-to-date updates as we get them. So lots of stuff to talk about. 1-877-DocDolly. All right, so let's just hit the road running with this birth control. All right, 1 million packets of low overall, all right, 14 lots of this, and 14 lots of the generic version, Norgestrel, Ethinyl, Estradiol, had to be recalled because the active pill and the inactive pill got mixed up. Either in the way they were packaged, maybe some packets had more of the active and less of the inactive. Some had more of the inactive. Now, just a review. For those of you not too familiar with the birth control pill, all right, usually you have 21 days of the hormone, all right, and it's one color. And then you have that hormone to prevent you from ovulating. Then the dummy pills to allow you to have your breakthrough bleed in your period are there because in order to do birth control right, you need to take the birth control on a regular basis, very predictable, same time each day. And if you mess that up, you could ovulate. So, I mean, you need to be really, really exact. So if you're thinking, okay, wait a second, I take the pills for 3 weeks, then I got to stop so I have a period, a lot of times you'll forget and mix this up. So these birth controls have the dummy pills in there. So you just keep taking the dummy pills. So then you're just taking a pill every day each month, and then your body will know when to have the period because the dummy pills don't have the hormone. Well, if with this screw-up that happened, with the low overall brand, 14 lots of it, okay? Low overall is a great brand, but 14 lots have the screw up. If dummy pills are in the mix for your first 21 days, you're not getting hormone. You're thinking you're taking birth control, and you're not taking birth control, which means what happens when you have sex? You could get pregnant. And not only, you know, is there a risk of pregnancy, but let's say you're on Accutane for acne, and you need to be on birth control because if, God forbid, you get pregnant, that baby could be deformed because of the teratogenic effects of the Accutane. I mean, this is serious stuff. What if you're taking birth control to stop bleeding? You know, you have horrible abnormal uterine bleeding and you need this. What if you're taking it for migraines? You know, for a variety of reasons. So what we're now telling women to do is, first, look at the boxes. From what I understand, the lot numbers are supposed to be on the websites that are being recalled, but they say, and oh, let me find it. They say the expiration dates go from July 31, 2013 to March 31, 2014. All right, those are the expiration dates. But this is what we're telling everyone to do. If you are one of these people that possibly have been taking this birth control and not getting the right amount of pill or right amount of estrogen and progesterone, get a pregnancy test, because you could be pregnant. Get a pregnancy test first and foremost. Don't start, you know, trying to take another pill, because if you're pregnant, then the new pill could hurt the baby. Get a pregnancy test. Contact your doctor. Take this birth control back to the pharmacy, okay? And then talk to your doctor about what's the next step. But I would also recommend backup protection. Use condoms. I know they say you could use a sponge. You know, ever since that Seinfeld episode, I really didn't dig the sponge thing. But I would say definitely without further ado, condoms, condoms, condoms. Now, we will probably go over later in the next couple hours. You know, some of our young ladies are like, okay, oh, I missed a pill. What do I do? You know, how long do I have to use a condom for? Should I get a new package? So we'll try to review that if we have time later in the show. But just realize, you know, if you're taking this to not get pregnant and you were taking dummy pills when you thought you were taking the regular. Now, the dummy pills should be a different color, but sometimes you're not really looking. You're just taking your pill because you're just on that cycle. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I want to read this to you because this was kind of a shock, all right? They say 7.71. Now, you guys may know, let me see. It's a 7.71 tons of radioactive water. All right. But I'm a little kind of curious about that number. All right. They said it's leaked from a reactor at Japan's crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, but it has not flowed outside the reactor building. This happened today. Tokyo Electric Power Company said the leak occurred at the number 4 reactor after a pipe connected to the reactor dropped off. The leak was discovered and was stopped shortly afterwards. Now, of course, we know what happened with Fukushima back in May. Meltdown, explosions after the earthquake and the tsunami, radiation scattered all over. Tens of thousands of people had to be evacuated. Just absolutely awful. And we still don't know what the after effect would be because it was Chernobyl. For decades later, we saw the after effect of what happened there. So, right after reading this, all right, a patient tells me that they had heard that a Southern California nuclear power plant had leaked. So we look it up, and it's true. Federal regulators said a tiny amount of radiation could have escaped into the atmosphere from a Southern California nuclear power plant after a water leak prompted operators to shut down the reactor. Now, I'm reading this for you. This comes from SanFranciscoGate.com. Southern California Edison spokesman Gil Alexander tells the Associated Press on Wednesday that the amount would have been extremely small and possibly not detectable by monitors. Thank God. They say that this should not have posed as a safety risk to the public. Okay? They say operators at the San Onofre nuclear power plant in Southern California worked to diagnose a problem with a reactor that was shut down because of a possible leak. Do you guys know what reactor plant I'm talking about? You know when you drive down to San Diego, there's these two white buildings that look like breasts. You guys know what I'm talking about? We call them the booby buildings. That's what we're talking about, that one. All right? Apparently, they got the booby buildings. Sensor at the plant detected a possible leak Tuesday in one of Unit 3's string generator tubes, Southern California Edison spokesman said. Even if a leak is confirmed, it would pose no danger to the public or plant workers. Isn't that about like 40-some miles from San Diego? That's pretty close by. They say once a problem is resolved, it will still take several days before the reactor comes back online because of an elaborate startup procedure for nuclear plants. It's owned by Southern California Edison, San Diego Gas and Electric, and the city of Riverside. Southern California Edison serves nearly 14 million residents with electricity in Central and Southern California. Oh, here it is. It says it's 45 miles north of San Diego. The booby plants. Okay, so if there was anything, they think it is really, really minimal. But, I mean, we're two stories in one day with the nuclear fallout. Wow. Wow. So, I mean, what do we do with this? Well, I mean, we can't be paranoid. I mean, there's these, nuclear reactors and, generators everywhere. Now, I don't think we need to start running out and getting iodine. I don't think we have anything to fear with this. But, it just kind of just reminds you of what's around us. Just kind of reminds us that, that things can happen. And, things could happen again. Now, remember, they predicted that we were supposed to have the fourth big earthquake, and that fourth earthquake was supposed to hit. Remember, first one hit in Chile, next one in New Zealand, third one in Tokyo, and then the fourth quadrant of the Pacific Ocean would have been the northern Pacific Northwest. And so luckily, thank God, that hasn't happened. But, it wouldn't hurt to be prepared. I have the freeze-dry guy stuff. The freeze-dry guy, the food, and I have that in my house. We got waters, generators. When we were talking about, what are our to-go suitcases filled with, I know some of you called up and said, well, I got my gun. I got my, but make sure, if God forbid they say we need to flee, you got your stuff put together and ready to go, because you just don't know. I mean, I think what's absolutely horrible about any of these things that could happen, whether it's a hurricane or tornado or whatever, it's the element of surprise. And if we get rid of the element of surprise and go, okay, look, just be expected that they're going to say something happens, you're ready. Have a suitcase that's packed. Have, goodies already ready. Have, like I said, you could do the freeze-dry guy food. Have that ready to go. Always have extra water. Just every time you go to the store, pick up an extra cans or water or supplies, medical supplies, just to have them. Make sure you have your birth certificate and social security cards and things like that in a waterproof. And, I don't know if you could find a fireproof type thing, but, make sure you have something like that that's waterproof just in case hurricane or flooding or something. Just think ahead. You don't have to be thinking that the world is coming to an end. You don't have to think about negative stuff. But, you don't have to always think negatively, but it's just nice. It's just nice to be prepared. All right. Speaking about being prepared, it looks like the alert level has been raised at the Alaskan volcano. Remember we talked about the Cleveland volcano? And apparently there's a Cleveland volcano in Alaska. I know, don't get confused. We're not talking about Cleveland. Everybody in Ohio is good. Everybody in Ohio is good. But they say that the warning level for a remote Alaska volcano has been raised after a new lava dome began forming, indicating the mountain could explode and send up an ash cloud that could threaten aircraft. Remember the Iceland volcano. Remember what happened there. All right, so what they did is the Alaskan Volcano Observatory elevated the alert. The officials say the new lava dome was spotted in the summit crater. The observatory says the dome was about 130 feet in diameter. They have had no eruptions, okay, since December 25th and 29th, which destroyed the earlier lava dome. Remember, we were talking about that around Christmas? The Cleveland volcano is 5,675-foot peak, right? And it's on an uninhabited island about 1,000 miles southwest of Anchorage. So we don't think if it did explode, it would hurt a lot of people. I do know that there are some nearby villages and nearby islands, but we think they're going to be okay. It's just what they're really concerned about would be the ash cloud and the smoke. Yeah, so then if, I guess we do, you know, would fly by those, would probably have to, you know, roll up our windows. Don't roll down the window in the airplane by any means. Yeah, do not do that. All right, so, man. All right, in this first half hour, boy, we hit a lot. All right, I'm getting an email. Somebody wants me to say a little bit more about what's going on with the birth control pill. Okay, if you guys missed it, this big, huge recall with Pfizer and the birth control is low overall, made by Pfizer, and the generic equivalent had to be recalled because the pills were mixed up in terms of the dummy pills, the inert, and the pills that had the hormone levels in it. Now, remember, the pills have to have the hormone levels to stop off. Ovulation. And if you take a dummy pill when you're not supposed to, then you could run the risk of ovulating. Now, I received an email. How long do you have to use the condoms for? I would say use the condoms until your doctor says you're good. All right. See, it's hard to say because think about it. All right. Well, for those of you, and think back to when you took the birth control, and I know you men are sitting there scratching your head, but just go with us on this one, okay? When you take your birth control, you take your regular pills, and then you have your dummy pills to have your period. Your period usually doesn't come for 2-3 days. All right? Why? Because it takes a couple days for the body to sense the change in the hormones and the drop. So if you have a screw-up, either missing the birth control pill or taking a dummy pill when you weren't supposed to because of the mess up with the packaging, it could take a couple days for your body to figure out. Now, remember, once you ovulate, the egg could be in the fallopian tube for a couple days. That's why I usually say whenever you screw up with your pill, use condoms for at least a week. But where there's a lot of confusion is when we start you on a birth control pill, we tell you to use condoms for at least 2 months. Now, remember, use condoms anyway. Use condoms anyway to protect against STDs. Okay, you have to use condoms anyway to protect against STDs. So that should be all the time. But in terms of, you know, waiting for it to be effective, with birth control, most birth control, you need condoms back up for at least 2 months. The NuvaRing, they say only a month. But all the other 2 months. So, you know, if you mess up with the pill, them saying a week, I still think that's really, really mild. That's, you know, I would just use the extra protection just to be safe. Because, again, we don't want you getting pregnant if you don't want to get pregnant. Now, what does this mean for Pfizer? Well, if people do get pregnant, this could be huge in terms of lawsuits. I heard that there was one lawsuit that settled where the family, I guess, won like $630 million. I guess not with Pfizer, but with another company for a lawsuit that resulted in a pregnancy that they didn't want. I mean, this could be huge, and that's just one. So hope nobody's been hurt. There, you know, these pills won't hurt you. It's just they're worried people could get pregnant, okay? Hopefully that clarified it. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Do diet drinks give you heart attacks? Coming right up.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through IncomeAtHome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend IncomeAtHome.com to all of my listeners. So visit IncomeAtHome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's IncomeAtHome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Rockin' pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu, you may not want to be drinking diet drinks. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. After hearing about some of the nuclear stuff and then the birth control recall, we get a study that comes out today saying drinking diet soda could increase risk of heart attack or stroke. But the reason why it can increase heart attack or stroke, just in case that's just not enough, right, to put the cherry on top, is because it could cause liver damage. Oh, man. What is going on? I don't even want to look at the news anymore. I don't even want to listen to my show anymore. This is depressing. All right. So they say drinking diet soda. Now, of course, this is being reported on the British Journal, so it's called a fizzy drink. Remember, fizzy is what they call it over the pump. But they say drinking diet fizzy drinks every day can increase the risk of heart attack or stroke. Now, what they believe is happening is the artificial sweeteners cause liver damage. And the liver damage is what puts us at risk for the heart disease and stroke. We usually don't see a lot of these studies correlating liver damage and heart. But keep in mind, when a lot of us get diabetes, what's one of the first signs? fatty deposits in the liver. Fatty deposits in the liver can obviously hurt the liver, hurt our production of insulin and glucagon. And, well, insulin is done in the pancreas, but some of the markers that shoot out because of liver, if your liver is damaged, a lot of times you will not produce the markers and function properly. And the study came from the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine and Columbia University Medical Center. So researchers from both, they were, oh boy, that's like opposite sides of the country, claim those who drink diet soft drinks are 43% more likely to have heart attacks, vascular disease, or strokes than those that don't. They say diet fizzy drinks are marketed as a healthy option in comparison to full-fat alternatives as they have fewer calories. Well, of course, people, you're drinking them because you're diet. That's what sucks you in. But you see, the reason why I don't drink diet, number one is I don't like the taste. Number two, there's no nutritional value, right? There was a number three, and I can't remember the number three. Yeah, it makes you hungry. Diet drinks make me hungry. And so I don't want to drink a diet drink if it's going to make me hungry. Okay, I want something that suppresses my appetite. I'm not going to have, and these artificial sweeteners to me make me more hungry, and that's why I don't drink them. Now, yes, I do need to lose a couple pounds, but no, I'm not going to do it by diet drinks. All right, so the U.S. research team studied the soft drink and diet soft drink consumption of 2,500 study participants over a 10-year period. Not a small study. This is kind of one of those studies that I'll take. Along with the risk of stroke, heart attack, and vascular death, they found that those who drank diet soft drinks every day were 43% more likely to have suffered a vascular or blood event than those who drank none. Now, vascular could be blood clot, stroke, you know, something that deals with the blood vessels. All right. And could put you at risk for diabetes and high blood pressure. So again, they think it could be the artificial sweetener like aspartame that has been linked to, liver malfunction. And that could be what's putting you at risk. Now, as we get more information, we'll let you know. I mean, I don't want to scare anybody, but again, moderation. I mean, I have patients that say they are addicted to their soda. They basically drink their soda like coffee would. Like you would walk around with coffee, 3-4 cups of coffee, maybe pots of it. You know, people are doing that with their Diet Coke. I have a patient that drinks a whole liter a day. No, a 2-liter bottle. 2-liter bottle a day? You know, it's got to do something. You know, people say, oh, well, my kidneys will take care of it. I got good kidneys. Well, you won't have good kidneys for long. I mean, we don't know how much your body can take. Remember, your body wants water. All right? It really, really wants water. That's why your colon sucks the water out of your food. We talked about digestion and how, you know, you eat the food, then it goes into your stomach, the stomach acid. Well, you start digesting with your saliva, then it goes down the esophagus for motility. You get more digestion in the stomach with the acid. Then the food goes into the small intestine. That's where your enzymes start to break it down. That's where you absorb most of the nutrients. And then by the time it's in the colon, your colon's job is to suck out the extra fluid. That's why the longer your stool is in your colon, the more constipated you are, the drier and harder the stool. Whereas if the stool rushes right through you like diarrhea, less transit time. It had more water, the water could not be absorbed as much. So, and of course, you dump water also to pass, like when you have diarrhea from an infectious agent, you'll also lose water. So your colon's job is to suck up that extra water, which is absolutely crucial. Yeah, we talk about the colon a lot on this show. So, you know, if you drink a soda, yes, there's water in the soda, but your kidneys, all right, have to figure it out and filter out, and your colon has to figure this out. Now, because it's a drink and it's a fluid, most of that is going to be absorbed in your intestine, and it's going to go throughout your system, and you're going to have the food coloring and the carbonic acid and maybe some phosphoric acid and the aspartame and the saccharin or whatever the heck, you know, is in it. Your diet drink du jour, all right? And then once it gets from the small intestine into your bloodstream, the blood has to go to the kidneys to get filtered. So the kidneys start to see this come through the blood, and they go, what the hell is this? What's this? So it only knows to recognize what it needs. So it tries to collect what it needs, but as it does this, the crap still tries to collect on the kidneys. Remember, your kidneys are like a filter. You know, it's a filter. So, and it acts like that. So the little glomeruli that filter as the blood goes through, they kind of pick and choose what they need. All right, well, is there any potassium in this? Is there any calcium? Are there any vitamins? All right, if there's any vitamins, we're going to, you know, keep those. Not really. Not a lot of vitamins I know in these eye drinks. All right, so they're going to try to, you know, keep the water, you know, but there's only so much that you could absorb, and then it dumps it out. And the more the kidneys have to work, the quicker they fail later. That's why you don't want your kidneys to work as hard. That's why I yell at you all with your anti-inflammatories that you're taking, your Motrin, Aleve, Naprosyn, etc., because they make your kidneys work harder. The more medicines you take, the more your body has to work harder. Tylenol. Tylenol really taxes the liver. You know, and when people say, well, I'm doing a detox, Dr. Dahlia, I'm doing a detox. If you want a detox, okay, then you don't put crap in your body, right? Eat fresh vegetables. Drink water. Eat fresh food. Don't put any preservatives. If you want a detox, you don't put chemicals in your body. Okay, the kidneys don't understand the detox. All right, they don't understand that pichlorofifibrinate Montezuma, whatever, is supposed to clean and scrub it out. But, you know, my favorite commercial when I think of scrubbing is that bath, the bubble, they're like these little bubble suds, and it's kind of like a cartoon where you pour it on the bubble bath, and it goes from dirty to clean because it's like scrub, 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 scrub. Okay, your detox that you're taking isn't doing that. It's not scrubbing your kidney and your liver clean. Remember, your kidney is designed to figure out the salts, figure out the proteins, okay? Keep what it needs, dump what it doesn't need. And if the kidneys aren't doing their job, you start to see components in the urine. That's why we always look at the urine for protein. When you're diabetic, have high blood pressure, or if we're suspecting kidney disease. Because if we see chunks of protein in your kidney, and chunks of protein are huge compared to little salts, then we believe there's got to be some holes to the filter, that your kidneys may not be filtering right. So don't give them extra crap to deal with. You know? Okay, I get it. If you need something to just kind of, you know, change the taste. You know, fancy restaurants give you a sorbet, but most of us, we don't have time to have a sorbet to cleanse our palate. And you want a sip of a little diet soda, once in a blue moon is fine. But if you're using it as your staple drink every day, no, I think it's going to be a problem. I mean, I didn't think it was going to cause a heart attack. I didn't think we were going to see heart attack and stroke. That's kind of news to me. And I think they need to do more studies. I don't think we need to panic too much with this. But, I mean, you know, just really, really, you know, that's one of your choices. Remember, water, vegetables. I don't even mind you juicing fresh vegetables. I think that's a great idea. But you got to get some other foods. But remember, your body really wants water. Out of anything, milk, coffee, tea, it really wants water. All right? And love. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to talk about this man who adopts his girlfriend. Creepy. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orégasillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar-powered generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Let's rock and roll, guys. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow me on Facebook. I just try to, throughout the day, give you the latest and the greatest. So, you know, this morning, you know, I heard about this Florida polo tycoon. All right, his name is John Goodman. He's a 48-year-old man who adopts his daughter. That was the headline. He adopts his girlfriend as his daughter. And you look at this and you're like, oh my gosh, this is sick. And then you realize what he was doing. Apparently, from what I understand, he was in a drunk driving accident, okay? And he killed a 23-year-old boy, Scott Wilson. Now, the gentleman, John Goodman, who's 48 years old, is now undergoing a huge huge lawsuit. So, for wrongful death. Now, I don't blame the family, you know, all right? Apparently the accident happened. He ran a stop sign February 10th, 2010 in Wellington, Florida, smashed into Wilson's car, sending his car into a canal. He ends up dying. Now, Circuit Judge Glenn Kelly had previously ruled that the trust funds that Mr. Goodman had set up for his two biological children were off limits in the lawsuit. Okay, this is according to Palm Beach Post. Now, the court papers show that Goodman decided to then adopt his girlfriend, Miss Heather Hutchins, October of last year. All right. And some of the attorneys, of course, are thinking this is a brilliant move. Okay. The rest of this, you know, a sane society is going gross, ridiculous, cheat. But apparently in Florida, you can adopt an adult. Now, I don't know if then this means she can't make her own financial decisions. Does this mean she can't make her own health decisions? Does this mean they can't sleep together? I mean, there better be some ramifications. I don't know why, this would even go through, but it did. Bellray Beach adoption attorney Charlotte Dansu told CBS12.com, she goes, "My reaction was that it was both awful and brilliant." I mean, people think this was a brilliant move on his part. You see why I get to, this is why I'm not an attorney and I didn't go into law. I know we need attorneys. Okay. I understand that they serve a purpose, but I just couldn't sleep at night knowing that I was able to finagle my client's, lawsuit destiny by recommending something like this. The adoption paper states that his girlfriend Hutchins, now a legal child of Goodman, is immediately entitled to at least a third of his trust. So now he has more of his trust protected. Now, from what I understand, I think he owns a club. I think his father was rich, so he inherited a lot. I'm trying to see. They aren't really listing what his assets are, but apparently, if they call him a tycoon, that means this guy has probably some pretty big bucks. Now, he will be criminally tried March 6th, facing charges of DUI manslaughter, vehicular homicide, and leaving the scene of a crash. Oh, he's busted. He could spend up to 30 years in prison. All right. Civil trial will be some weeks later. Oh, so no wonder he's not worried about sex because he's going to be in jail anyway. Goodman's civil attorney, Dan Bocci, told MyFoxOrlando.com that the adoption was meant to secure the assets of his children and family investments, nothing more. It has nothing to do with the lawsuit currently pending against him. Yeah, right. Goodman's father, the late Harold Goodman, built a fortune from a heating and air conditioning business. Okay. Yeah, see, this guy seemed too stupid, you know, to make his own fortune, okay? He probably invented it from his dad. I think the guy's crazy. I mean, for him to drive drunk, he's an idiot. He converted his father's horse farm into a polo ranch and later began building his own empire. And he had to have help. His club became a magnet for the rich and famous, including Prince Charles, Princess Diana, Zsa Zsa Gabor, Sylvester Stallone, Charlton Heston. Even Madonna was spotted at the club. All right, well, now he's got a 42-year-old daughter. See, I wonder what rights the adult loses. You see what I mean? I mean, if I go, yeah, adopt me. Okay, do I get to make any of my decisions? What about my finances? You know, how do you be unadopted? Yeah, I mean, this is some tricky stuff. But again, some people look at law and they think it is just art. It's just absolutely brilliant, you know, in terms of it's manipulation. Maybe that's why I have such a problem. And I know I have a lot of lawyers that listen. And again, I have nothing against you. It's just, it's not something I could do. All right. I don't like manipulating things. All right. I understand that when you go into a courtroom and you have the defense and you have the prosecution, there's an art to it. To paint a picture and to depict a picture and argue arguments. I mean, I see the thrill and I see the competency you need. I see the intelligence you need, but I cannot stand the fact that it's manipulation. You know, like when you saw O.J. Simpson get off, you know, and with DNA and all that, I mean, they were able to A, either manipulate the juries or B, just manipulate the story. And I'm not talking about manipulate in terms of falsifying. I'm not. I mean, when you look at law, All right. What he just did is manipulated the law to avoid losing some of his assets. He realized that having an extra child would help. So having her, his daughter, that's a manipulation of the system. That's what I mean by manipulation. And I just couldn't do that for a living. I like the idea of, okay, give me the lab results, and then I decide what the lab results are, and I move forward. You know, I like things being cut and dry. I like thinking. I like diagnosing. I like deducing. I just don't like manipulating. And this is just a clear example of what, you know, people are capable of. And I mean, if this works and they let this fly, then it's Florida's fault for having a law like that. You can adopt. I mean, what they need to specify. I mean, I'm assuming they mean you can adopt an adult like somebody with autism. You know, by the way, they say now one in a, I'm trying to think of the statistic. They say 1 in 100 men are autistic. Now, you know, we talk about children. 1 in 110 children are autistic, but they're now saying 1 in 100 men. Well, obviously, because, you know, these kids are growing up and they're becoming men. So maybe the Florida law exists because if you want to, you know, adopt your autistic child or your adopt a special needs person, I get that. But to adopt somebody so you can hide your funds and hide your trust, no, I don't buy that. Yeah, but you know what? He's going to jail anyway. You know, he's going to jail. It just, you know, I wonder if there's more to it. Yeah, here's the story here. They say 1 in 100 adults have autism, the condition more likely to affect men. We know that. Oh, let me correct myself. 1 in 50 men have the condition, they're saying. Really? I can't believe that. Compared to 1 in 300 women. Really? That many? Researchers looked at 7,400 men and women, asked them a series of questions that could pick up signs of autism. The combined results found that 1.1% of adults had some form. This is similar to the estimated prevalence among children, although some studies claim it could be as high as 1 in 60. So I bet what they're talking about is Asperger's. I think there's a lot of people with Asperger's, and Asperger's is a milder form of autism on that autism spectrum. Okay, so that I could see. Huh. Yeah, it makes you wonder. I mean, how do you test? How do you test with adults? I mean, I could pick up an Asperger's person. I could pick them up. I mean, they're nice, but you really can't connect. And their personality sometimes a little odd. And they look like they were the kid that got picked on in school. I hate to say that. So sometimes you can identify. But I wouldn't say 1 in 50 men have autism. I mean, I just don't see that. I mean, I'm a doctor. You'd think I would see more of the sicker population. But then again, remember, people with autism and various degrees of autism are very smart. They're brilliant. And so they could be in certain jobs and be functioning so well and taking care of themselves that I wouldn't see them in the, you know, in the medical community. I don't know. All right. Okay. We are going to be coming up at the end of the first hour. In the next hour, a lot of good stuff to talk about. All right. Apparently, people are getting upset that their doctor is calling them at home, telling them they have cancer, as opposed to face-to-face. It's a growing trend. How do you want your doctor to tell you that you have cancer? We're going to be talking about that, plus more medical news. So please stay tuned with us, 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.